Let the record show that Terry.
He's probably at the golf.
He's a golf tournament.
Yeah, the Fraternal Order of Police are having their golf tournament.
Okay. Well, we won't know the reason, but everyone's here but him.
Don't put that in the net.
Anyone here from the public would like to make a comment? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from last May, from the May meeting.
So moved.
Second? Call us in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Hey, Art, we don't mean to interrupt your conversation.
Purchasing approvals are going around. I think we have five small ones, and then plus the normal monthly ones, and you can look at that. Judy, I'm gonna go away from the agenda a little bit. Judge Neff, if you want to go ahead and
thank you.
Report yours.
I have court at 9 o'clock, so I thank the chairman for indulging me. I asked to come to this particular committee. I know you're our liaison, and I'm actually here to ask for your help with something. I'm not really sure. Probably another committee would be more appropriate, but since you're our liaison committee, I thought I'd start here first. I work in the Criminal Justice Center. And if you haven't gone to the Criminal Justice Center, there's some things there that are different than in the main courthouse and different than here. Everyone there has to have a swipe card to be able to get into the building, not through security. And the judges, all their chambers that lead up to the bench, all have a swipe card that goes out onto the bench. And that's your only way to get out onto the bench, is through the swipe card. In my particular chambers, which is on the first floor, I actually swipe out of my chambers into what's called the holding cell for all prisoners, which is like right now all the prisoners are going in there from the Sheriff's Department for the preliminary hearings that are getting ready to take place. And then I also swipe again out onto the bench, so I swipe twice to get out. We've had some problems at the CJC, and let me start with, this isn't to get any other committee or group in trouble. The guys that work in maintenance are absolutely phenomenal. You won't find a nicer, greater group of guys to work, you know, that come and talk to you. But like everybody else, they're overworked and not enough of them. Currently at the CJC, we have an elevator that's not working and hasn't been working for a while. The air conditioning on the second and third floors in judges' chambers, bailiffs' chambers, court reporters, and probation haven't been working. It's unbearable. All the doors. So also to get into judges' chambers, you have to have a key card. You can't just come in. And that's for security reasons, obviously. All those doors are being propped open right now because for 2 weeks our air conditioning hasn't been working. On the weekends, they turn the air completely off, which means when judges come into work, like every Saturday a judge goes in to do appearances for the jail, the air conditioning's off. I'll literally sit there and have sweat rolling down my back while I'm trying to do appearances on a Saturday morning. And the state's attorneys who come there to work, because they have trials going out the next week, and public defenders who come there to work, are sweating. They won't even come there to work because it's unbearable. So air conditioning is not working, elevator's not working. The intercom on the post, that when they bring prisoners over to come into the CJC, there's an intercom and a security camera. The intercom hasn't been working for months. So the only way that the security inside the building knows that there's someone from DOC or someone from the jail or there is when they see the camera. The intercom hasn't worked for months. And a few weeks ago, the security camera's all shut down. So I had three DOC trucks sitting outside my window waiting to come in. By protocol, they're not allowed to get out of the car to come into the building because they got DOC prisoners. So they're just sitting there for minutes, 10 minutes. Finally, I go security and say, hey, I think there's DOC people out there. And they didn't know because the cameras were all frozen all over the building. I've had people come to my home, defendants come to my home to try to come into my house. I've been threatened to be killed. There's a charge pending now involving my daughter. It's a real security issue at the CJC. And will anything ever happen? You pray not. But we don't want to be the one county where something does happen. It's a work environment. And over a month ago, I called because the swipe cards haven't been working for the judges. And so I can't get out onto the bench. So how do I get to the bench? In my robe, I go out and I walk through the defendants and all the people in the courtroom to get up onto the bench. And I can't get back off the bench because the swipe card has to swipe you back into your chambers. I can't get back into my bench unless I have a security officer who has a key, a physical key to get us in and out. But they sent me a key, so that means four judges share one key, so we can't get in and out off the bench. Yesterday, Judge Schrader couldn't get onto the bench. Luckily, there was a deputy there, because there's not always a deputy in the courtroom. And not all judges have bailiffs, so we don't have a bailiff. And so he couldn't get on off the court out onto the bench for grand jury. So the grand jury's sitting in the room. He can't get onto the bench. And then, finally, a guard comes and lets him in, but he can't get back off, so he has to actually walk out through the courtroom. During trials, that's a little embarrassing when you have a jury and a defendant, and you can't come on and off the bench. And the bailiffs or court liaison officers who have the security, who normally try to help out with us when we don't have someone from the sheriff's department there. There's also holding cells in all the courtrooms. Those swipe cards aren't working either. And so they came out to look at them after a couple weeks, and they told us they were broke. That was great. We've been waiting now a couple weeks. They say they're ordering parts. It's all over the building, and it's a problem. And I've called, and I don't seem to get the answers. And now doors are being propped open because of air conditioning, and I know John's in that building all the time. And so I don't want to be the squeaky wheel. On the other hand, when a defendant comes to my door and walks into my chambers because there's, you know, I have the door propped open because it's 80 degrees in my chambers, it's a problem. So you're my liaison committee, and I'm asking for your help. I don't know what to do. I don't know who else to call. And so that's why I came to you guys today.
The swipe card, the electronic things, the intercom, the things that are bad, is that up to Timothy's department down at Information Systems to do that, or is this Building and Grounds?
I believe every time that someone's come, it's been Building and Grounds that has come. They've come, and then they've called to a company. The company finally came, and the company said, we don't have the parts to fix it, and then it's back on Building and Grounds then to fix.
How old is the swipe card system?
It was put in when the building was built. I mean, it was put in when we took over the building and redid it. So we've been in that building now for seven years.
And it's not working already.
And wow. It's 7 years. And you know, the security cameras for, I think the same people that run our swipe cards also run the security cameras for the sheriff's department. And so for a couple days, all security cameras were frozen. You know, you got gang members and defendants up on second and third floors waiting for court, and they're all standing out there. And you don't have a security camera to be able to see that something bad is happening on the second floor or in the hallways. I mean, it's a problem. I mean, it's a little
frightening. What are they saying about the AC? Has somebody not come out to fix that? Or
they
don't have parts.
They say they're waiting on parts.
For an air conditioner?
And this is the second week. It started last week. And as of yesterday, when I left work yesterday, I checked to make sure that it still wasn't working, and it's not.
Excuse me for a minute. I'm gonna get some advice. Excuse me.
So,
So you're gonna go to Building and Lands with this as well, or do you want us to?
I will. I haven't done anything other than I called them and talked to them with no results, and now I'm coming to you as my liaison committee.
You talked to them, and they said go to judicial.
No, I talked to them, and most of the time I don't get a response, but when I do, the response is we're working on it.
It's been 2 weeks.
The key cards have been, it's been over a month that I haven't
been
able
to key
card
with ACs is
yeah.
Huge. I mean,
the AC was all this week and last week.
And the elevator, too, then? They show you
the elevator's been a long time. I don't know.
Anything about that? What are they?
The elevator, I usually take the back stairs because I don't want to go out into the public arena. So I take the back stairs that only judges and court personnel are supposed to be able to use. Because I have to go in and out of the courtroom through the public way now because I can't come out onto the bench, I started noticing the last few weeks, I'm like, is that elevator not working? And apparently it hasn't been working for a while, but I didn't know that.
Are you aware in your budget how much you have for building maintenance and that type of thing? I mean,
I do not know.
Okay, if we can get that information so that we can make sure if we have to allocate more money, we'd have to go back to the board.
And I would say, I don't think it's a money issue. I think it's a manpower parts issue from maintenance that,
well,
you know.
To me, it seems like most of this stuff is contracted out. To me, that seems like an issue with the company we're dealing with.
And you know who that is?
And maybe we might need to look at, you know, rebidding that.
I do not.
Service or something.
The company that came out said, we can't get these parts. They're not part of us anymore. And then I spoke with Jim from building or maintenance, possibly the sweetest man you'll ever talk to, as a side note. And he said that they're going to have to try to find some other place that they can get the parts.
So basically, whoever we bought it from no more doesn't sell that product anymore,
that seems
so they
to be
don't
the case.
Have
it. And the thing
and
is,
then
the
they just can't
are,
go to somebody else and say, hey, find somebody that sells that. I mean,
I'm not.
We, well, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you explained it to
well,
me.
Well, no, I was explaining some issues.
Because to me, this is what's frustrating about, and it's not us, it's the state and federal, you know, how they do this kind of stuff. To me, okay, that company that you're dealing with doesn't work. Okay, let's go to some other company that, okay, well, you, and I'm sure if you said, well, who sells this? They'd say, well, these companies sell it. Let's call them. Let's get them out here. I mean, not only you got judges and, you know, they're talking about the basketball game last night.
Timothy.
AC went out and they were having a hissy fit about being out there for 45 minutes, and you're in there 8-plus hours,
right,
and it's 80 degrees. I mean, my air conditioner went out, but luckily it's in an area where we don't use much of it, so it's no big deal. But when I do go down there for 20 minutes, I'm like, whew, I got to get that fixed. But this is getting to be, I mean, somebody
right.
could pass out. We could have some serious problems over there. And then the swipe cards, there's a major issue for safety. For
I got locked. That was the other thing. That was the final. That's when Judge Knapp snapped. I'll admit it. I keyed in. The key cards were off and on working. I keyed into the holding cells to go to my chambers because I have to go through the holding cells. I keyed in, and it let me in, but it wouldn't let me out on the bench, and it wouldn't let me back out. I actually got trapped into the holding cells, and I'm banging on the doors because there was no security with me, because judges don't have security, it walks with you. And I had to wait for a prisoner to be brought over that I knew was being brought over, which is why I was going onto the bench. I had to wait for a prisoner to be brought over, them to be led into the holding cell, for the security guard to see me and let me out. So I stood in the holding cell.
And does that company no longer...
I don't know. I know
that's not your job responsibility to know them. When we're asking, and it's frustrating because that's not your responsibility.
Right. We always call, when we call and we talk to even maintenance is who we get, and then she usually, I think, sends it out, you know, we'll call and say, hey, it's, you know, 80 degrees in the courtroom, and then we talk to her, and I think she, talks to whoever to get it adjusted. I know maintenance, so again, I'm not being in maintenance. Those guys are spread
right.
so thin, and there's truly, like, what, four of them? I mean, they are working so hard, and there's so many problems. I get it. So I'm not, they're wonderful, but it's been over a month that we can't key out onto the bench. We can't, and it's a problem.
Is that a maintenance issue, or is that an IT issue?
That's what I brought to the
right, We actually work in conjunction. It's kind of a system supported by both facilities and by IT. So, but to be honest with you, this is the first time I've heard that there's been a products card issue.
I mean, you should come over right now and see. None of us can key out on any of our courtrooms. It's been that way for a while. I have the key in my purse that they gave me. They gave us one key for the judges to use. It's been. I mean, get out.
Okay, yeah, it's the first I've heard about the security.
Can you help her with some of these issues, you think?
Well, the AC, yeah.
Not the air conditioner.
No,
we're not talking about
that to me is also a big issue that if that company doesn't do it anymore, I mean, do we have to then do some type of resolution?
You know, I really need to talk to the buildings and maintenance. I wasn't aware of these problems either.
And we can
backtrack and do that.
I'm assuming when I called building and maintenance, and You know what happens when you assume. I'm assuming when I call building and maintenance that they're then calling, if they're not the people to fix it, that they're saying, hey, Judge, you either need to call IT, or they're calling. You know, I'm assuming that if someone calls me and says, Judge, hey, I got this legal issue and I can't, then I'm either telling them what they need to do, or I'm making the contact with the person to fix it. So I've always put all my phone calls, the last call when I was very angry, I made it to my chief judge, and I said, when I got locked into the cells, and I said, it's a security issue, and I'm hopping mad about it now. And that's when he suggested I come to all of you. So, lucky.
Well, Timothy and I can backtrack with Kurt Cashwin on these issues and find out what's going on and try to resolve them. I mean, that's what we try to do.
And really, the swipe cards are, and the intercom on the podium and the security cameras are right now the things, the security-wise. Air conditioning's a problem just because we have to prop open the doors, but security cards don't do much if you got your door propped open. But since we can't get in and out anyway, I would prop them anyway. So we will
follow up this morning and get back with you.
Thank you.
My company uses those same cards, so if you need another vendor, I can steer you the vendor we're using. And I know they've been out and worked on them this year, so if you need to use a different vendor, I can steer you.
We'll just have to work on that stuff.
I'm there all day. Okay. If you can come by and talk to me. Cool. I appreciate.
Just bring a fan.
Just bring a fan. It's
Friday morning. There's some free time to look into this.
So thank you very much. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time. I appreciate you hearing me, and I appreciate anything that you guys can do.
That's an issue.
Thank you.
Vanessa, put in the minutes about the issues that you had, and it's something that we need to follow up on our next meeting.
You should work.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve is not going to be here. He's on vacation. Dare him take vacation during our meeting. He's on vacation.
I actually have to make him take vacation now because he's just not taking his vacation. So,
well, you get his paycheck today.
Yeah, here you go.
Judy, you're up.
Okay. Our funding issues. As a matter of fact, I received an email this morning, and I'll give you the gist of it. It says that House Bill 6095 has passed both chambers of the Illinois General Assembly. Funding for probation officer salaries was not broken out into a separate line item this year, so that's kind of different. We won't know how the AOIC, that's the Administrative Office of the Illinois Courts, and the Supreme Court will allocate their spending. And there's three major areas that budget covers. It covers the judges' salaries, it covers court operations, and it covers the probation department. So the positive news is that this House bill includes at least a $40 million increase over last year's appropriation. So right now we don't know anything, but I mean, it sounds promising. I would assume probation is going to get a little bit of that increase. You know, we just don't know right now how the Supreme Court is going to choose to allocate the funds, is their budget. So anyway, so I'm at least very encouraged by this news. And generally, I looked last year, and it was September before we were told how much we were going to get. So, and of course, this hasn't been signed by the governor yet either. So,
well, that's because they didn't just gave him a lump sum.
Exactly.
They didn't do their job. They just got out of town because they didn't want to. Right. They didn't want to make the tax permanent.
Yeah.
Which they're going to do after veto session anyway. So people are sitting around going, "Hey, they didn't make it permanent.
Yeah.
It's either veto or it'll be January before the new group takes over."
So it's probably going to be a while before we know anything, but at least it sounds promising this summer. So.
Thank you, Judy. Anybody have questions for Judy? Circuit Clerk is
there. Clerk? Mm-hmm. It's Crystal from Circuit Clerk's office.
Hi, Crystal.
Mark and Dean are both out of town. So I'm reporting on the document storage program. The total number of images
was $9,727,875, with a cost of $509,740.66. The work's being done by a company named HOD, and they're located in Rantoul, Illinois. The cost includes transportation, scanning, storing, destroying the files. The scanned images are also then converted to a microfilm, which is required by law. There were approximately 3,500 banana boxes so far holding the files. When completed, the project will provide images on our court management system back to 1995, which is when we were first automated. We expect to get rid of approximately the same number of boxes in our second phase, which should be completed in 2015. The Document Storage Fund produces about $1 million annually and currently funds personnel as well as data equipment. Personnel in the Document Storage Department scans new cases coming into the system. The requirement for maintaining paper files varies depending on the type of cases and the age. There was also a question about electronic communication device citations. There were 358 citations for those that were 18 and older, and 4 minors, which was 17 and under. That's all.
How much room does 3,500 bananas boxes take?
A lot of room.
Can you put them in this room?
Oh, no. We have boxes out at the record center, you know, at the old hospital. We have boxes in the basement of the courthouse, you know, trying to keep them out of the hallways because we don't want, you know, any problems there. But, yeah, it's...
So this company is going to shred all of this when it's all over?
They take care of everything.
Wow.
After it gets microfilmed, which they do that as well.
Now, do they shred it on site or they take it somewhere?
That I don't know.
Because it seems like we ran into a problem with
yes,
this.
It's been taken.
And I don't want to see that happen again.
The Wood River facility.
I will make a note of that to make sure.
To make sure that they go from here to the proper facility to get shredded.
And they get shredded there, nowhere else. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions? Sheriff Hertz.
We've got the jail report. Numbers about the same again as last year. We're down 44 bookings over the same period.
They went around.
So far, we've had over 2,500 bookings in the jail, but things are running pretty good.
Do you need to explain any of these purchase orders for this equipment?
Only if you want.
The car, I ask the same question I ask every time. How many miles is that when they're idling?
94,000.
While they're idling?
Oh, God.
I ask that every time.
They probably should go to hour meters on those predecessors, engines rather than
that. Because they got a bunch of cars and they had 120,000 miles. And he goes, well, how many of those miles are while they're just idling, sitting there?
Equivalent to the miles.
He said, no, we don't. While it's sitting there, the car miles aren't rolling up.
No. Like, oh, I ended up being my best supporter after that.
Yeah.
Never did question the
purchase. Okay, any questions for Sheriff? Public Defender.
Three things, and I'll try to be very brief. First and foremost, we've had some building issues upstairs in our thing, major leaks. I've had two people out of their offices for over 2 months when I was listening to Judge Knapp for much the same reason. Maintenance had come and work for a day and then vanish for six. And then come back and work for 2 days and vanish for six. And that, and we're still not back in the offices, but we're getting a lot closer. In addition, I had a work order we're redoing the library, which is one of the other issues I want to talk to you about, to have some bookshelves taken out, moved to other offices, and that type of thing. And moving 5 bookshelves, which were bolted to walls and stuff, and now have to be bolted to other walls. But, I mean, that's been a month and a half project. Maintenance is overworked. I mean, that's plain and simple. Having said that, and the other two things, we met with the state archivist yesterday, the Secretary of State's office, because, like everybody else, we're drowning in paper. And we have files out at the Records Center. We should, within 30 days, he finished his audit yesterday, get authorization to destroy lots and lots of files. He's told us, tentatively, subject to his boss's approval, that we probably only have to maintain files, felony closed files, for 3 years, which means we are going to get rid of about 6-7 years worth of files, which is a lot of files in that. Mm-hmm. But we are going to then probably, you know, have to be talking about the secure shredding issues and all that type of stuff that we have out there at the center. The main reason I'm down here, though, is we are redoing our library. I put in the last budget request for a capital outlay to redo the library when we moved into this building. I didn't have enough bookshelves for the library. Now I got too many because everything's, all legal research is virtually done online. About the only thing we have in the library are what we call specialty books. So we removed 5 shelves and we're putting it in a work center, basically for trial preparation on one wall. This is the drawing of what we're actually getting in. It'll be a long work center. Above it will be a flat screen TV that we already have. Be careful what you ask for in life. I was one of the people who actually testified in Springfield for a bill that they have to videotape interrogations. I now spend probably 2 to 3 hours a day watching video. And when we want to look at it as a group, everybody would be huddled around somebody's computer screen at their desk, so we put a flat screen in, and we can now sit it in the library, and we can all sit and watch together. There's also be a computer workstation there, cabinets for storage, for our equipment. There will be a place for our laminator. There will be a place for our electronic hole punch and all kinds of other things in that work surface area. We were appropriated $8,500. The furniture part of it, which is what I'm down here for today, is $7,476.50. It includes everything you see there and 8 new chairs for the library. Since ours no longer meet OSHA requirements, ours are 4-prong and you've got to have 5-prong or not with OSHA. So that takes care of that. There's another $500 we're going to be spending with the telephone people to move some phones around and add a phone in that room. So I wanted to get that PO down to you people.
We've got it's just the one.
You got
we
have one. Got one? Okay. I didn't know if it was my copy or yours. That's fine.
So it's all
and that. So that's what's going on in the Public Defender's Office. Other than that, everything's running fairly smoothly, I believe. You know, we're still throwing sand on the wheels of justice, so everybody's pretty happy with it.
Would you work with Joe and Timothy on your situation with your air conditioning? I mean, we want to get this resolved. There's no reason that you guys, I don't know if about parts or whatever, but I think a decent company could come out and fix that, I'm sure. I can't think of any other big building or big company that has that issue that can't resolve it right away.
The other issue, and she hits on it, and she's absolutely right about one thing, and that is the weekend issue. You know, when we're in trial, we're in here Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. The air conditioning in this building shuts off at 4:30. The air conditioning in that building shuts off at 4:30. And you come in during the summertime, and you're working Saturday, and my office upstairs, which is where we work sometimes, sometimes we work in our satellite office at the CJC, has 2 windows, for which I'm very grateful. But, the sun's coming in, and, I mean, you know, it's damn hard. Yeah. And I don't know how you do that or what you do about it, but the air conditioning during the summertime on weekends is a real issue. Particularly,
it's not a winter issue. It's not a problem in the winter?
Not as much. You know, quite honestly, in violation of probably every county code that we have, everybody's got a space heater upstairs because you just have to. The temperatures are so unregulated.
Don't write that down.
Those things are programmed, aren't they, John?
They are programmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you can program it at your office, right, or where the court's going to be. They can program it for that to be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Unfortunately, they can't zone it, though. Yeah. And they have to do the whole building. Yeah. Which we have to do the whole building.
It should have been zoned.
I don't think you have to do the whole
building. When the building was built.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I can second what John's saying because we have officers that work every weekend and they suffer. And when I come in here Monday morning, you know, I get in pretty early, there's nothing on, nothing running, and I suffer for several hours until they turn it on, I don't know, 7:30.
Actually, you know, in the dead of summer, Mondays until about noon are miserable in this building. Because it takes, you know, from when they do get kicked on, it takes 3-4 hours for it to even get tolerable.
But part of the work is my office is freezing. I want to run a space heater in the summer. Yeah. Well, because that's how, that you walk down the other end of the office somewhere and they're burning up. It's just,
What's the savings on that? Because you turn it off, yeah, it doesn't run for 2 days, but then
runs
the cost that it takes for the 4 hours for it to get up probably has to eat into some of that.
You know, I'm going to say this. We've got a church hall. We've got the same issue there. As soon as an event is over, let's hurry up and turn the thermostat down so that we save money. And, you know, and if you ask anybody in the electrical supplying business, they'll tell you, keep your blower on, set your thermostat a little bit higher, run your blower constantly. Mm-hmm. And you end up saving money, and the building remains comfortable. Maybe not cold, but comfortable. This sounds like a simple programming issue. Just take the clock off of Friday and put it on Saturday.
Well, don't completely shut the system down.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a programming issue, and
I believe this building and the courthouse are on the same air conditioning system is what Mark explained to me. Mark Von Eider explained to me it's the same. So yeah. I think if you're cooling this building, you're cooling that building too.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
To have that, you know, that building doesn't need to be cooled.
Well, and that was part of the
tremendous expense.
I think that's part of separating the two that's coming up on another issue. But if we're going to be using the building, let's keep it comfortable for our people.
Well, you know, the thing is, especially like in my office, we're all salaried, we're not hourly. You know, I don't like to discourage people from working extra hours.
And there are other people that probably have to come in on a Saturday, even on occasion. So, I mean, it seems like we've got that type of issues going on here and across the street. But also, I think what I'm hearing is repeated conversation that we don't have enough people in maintenance to do this work, and maybe it's time the county bite the bullet and start hiring people back.
It's not, you know, in my pay grade to grade maintenance, but I've been, you know, quite honestly, I'm the longest serving county employee, period. Okay, I've been here for 40 years, so I've seen it forever, and our maintenance department is short-handed.
Well, it sounds to me like in this issue that it's not so much, maybe they are short-handed, but it's a lot of, there's no communication between the departments. You got the head of IT standing here, he said, I'm not aware of any of this stuff that's going on, and they could do something about it.
But the leak in the roof that took out my two offices, and they're still out 2 months later, that's a manpower issue, because that's all being done internally. There's, with the exception of fixing the roof, which is an outside contractor, the interior work of tearing out the wall, replacing the drywall, painting it, putting the trim back, that's all internal maintenance. And, you know, they started the project, and that's when this unit on this building went out. About a month and a half ago here, the air conditioning went out in this unit and was down for about 3 days. And so they were gone for 4 days because they're working on the air conditioning, which that's a hell of a lot more important than, you know, fixing my drywall. And I understand that, but, you know, can't we do both? Can't we walk and chew gum?
If these issues happened at the jail, I guarantee you they'd be fixed. Because you can't have the poor prisoners suffering over there. And just like the security cameras and things like that, it'd get done because maybe it's a more of a security issue. But I can understand that at that criminal justice center, I mean, there's a lot of bad dudes go through that thing.
It's not for the sake of the prisoners.
And we have the same thing happen as well. The air conditioner goes out, you know, but it gets fixed at some point.
Do you experience the same issues with maintenance that they're not, they don't come out on a timely manner, or they don't fix it in a timely manner?
There are some things we have to wait for, but there are things you can wait for. If we have something of an emergency or a security type issue, they're pretty responsive.
But even, see, with the maintenance being important, the security thing, especially over there, that's even more important.
Yeah. You know? I think Timothy could help. I think really, if he knows about it now, I think Timothy could be a big help.
He'll get that resolved real quick.
That's why I want to follow up on it, make sure. And I would like, if you could attend next month's meeting and just see if you've gotten anywhere with your issues.
I will.
Because it sounds like, as a committee, are we in agreement that we've done what we can here? We've referred it to the proper people to get it going. And we just need to follow up. If you could come next month. I know we don't see you very often.
Well, Friday mornings, I'm supposed to be at preliminary hearings.
Oh.
Every Friday of my life, I'm at preliminary hearings. But I will be here. No problem.
Any questions?
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After a long wait.
Well, I'm spending this request for a new copy machine for our child support division. Our machine that we currently have up, and there's going to be hitting 1 million copies very, very soon. We have some other ones too, but this one for now. Our child support division is fully funded from the state of Illinois, so this is our contract with them. And our budget with the child support division actually ends June 30th, so we have some extra funding, and they gave us some approval to purchase this copy machine. So, request approval on that. I would add, with John talking about the shredding, Leah Detmers, I talked with her. We have a contract now with the county after the issue that was, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of Highland. It's at Highland Recycle. I'm trying to think of their name, but we just had them shred over 300 boxes. They have all the certification, the federal certification. They take it, do it offsite. They even brought back some of our banker's boxes, because if you've ever purchased those are expensive, and we wanted to try to save as many. So we had no problems with that.
Yeah, they immediately shred it. When it gets to their facility, they immediately shred it.
Right. So that was our first time using them since we had developed that. So it was a good experience with them.
A question on that. Is everybody using the same person?
With the Highland Recycle?
Yeah.
I think it's more, I had forgotten that we had the actual contract, so we were looking, and I talked with support services, and they reminded me that we have that, so I coordinated with Leah, and she was great to deal with, and they were very responsive and got it done fairly quickly. I think we did it, County Board of Community Development, a couple different departments all did a joint shred, and it helped save some costs that way. So.
All right, and that's why I was hoping that the county is on board with one person.
Is that
it? Oh, you had just mentioned this real quick. You had some questions before the meeting. There was an issue with the treasurer, and you had some questions, but just that Thomas and he's reviewing.
On the ethics part of it.
Right.
It's being looked into.
Yes, oh, I did want to announce, too, we have, can't go to a meeting without talking about heroin. Heroin task force meetings, we have two more set up that we're having. They'll be in the county boardroom on Friday, June 13th. At 10 o'clock, and Wednesday, June 25th at 1:30. On the 13th, we're going to have a woman who's been impacted, her family's been impacted, so she's going to come and speak. And then on the 25th, we have someone who's an interventionist. It's kind of an option for families who are dealing with the issues as well, too. Then she'll provide some information about how interventions work and
what time was that on the
25th? 1:30 on the 25th. And 10 o'clock on the 13th.
Any other questions? Any new business? Any old business? Okay, I'm going to read these purchase requests.
We have to do them separately.
We can do them as a group. We have 7476.50 for the library furniture for the public defender. We have 6105 for the law enforcement and custody manuals and daily training bulletin services for the sheriff and the judge. Sheriff of the jail. Cell phone. I don't know what this is.
Forensics.
Some for forensics through the jail or for the sheriff's office. $7,084. $24,415 for a new squad car, and the for the state's attorney's office, the printer that she just mentioned. I'll entertain a motion to pay the or to approve the purchase. Second?
Second.
Art? Aye. Liz?
Yes.
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 Jamie? And I say aye. Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Everybody seen the purchase report? Terry, you didn't sign it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I guess he's approved it. My Art?
Aye.
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mike? And I say aye. I need to sign these and turn them in. Do you want this back or you want me to turn it in?
I'll take it back.
Because I got these other ones. Bob, what about yours, Bob? Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to take
them? Yeah, I'm going to take them over there. I got to take these other ones. Can you take yours over too?
Not going to make a golf run.
Okay. No, I knew I was going to be late.
Motion to adjourn.
Don't worry, you're sitting around
the donuts, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?